Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that we will not have any glory until the battle of life is over and we go to be with the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, now the laughter's over. There are wounds in the spirit forever. You see, the world will never keep its promise. It will never keep its word. And so verses 52 and 53, and says, "And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Sheraim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents." Well, now the Israelites jump on the bandwagon. You see, once you stand, sometimes there are people that do want God's victory, and there are people that do want the way of righteousness, and there are people that want holiness and standards. But the spirit of fear keeps them from it. So when one man stands, they're ready to get on board. David stood and they got on board. Yet I'm reminded of 2 Timothy 4:16-17, where the apostle says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge." Other words, oh, I hope God doesn't hold this sin against them and punish it. Paul stood alone, as David did by himself against Goliath. But then Paul goes on to say, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." You may stand alone among men, but again, if you stand in righteousness, you stand according to his word. He's always with you. "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee," is his promise of Hebrews 13:5. Now we read this through the rest of the chapter, verses 54 through 58. "And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, 'Abner, whose son is this youth?' And Abner said, 'As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell.' And the king said, 'Inquire thou whose son this stripling is.' And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, 'Whose son art thou, thou young man?' And David answered, 'I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.'" You see, David lets Saul know, "Look, my dad's of Bethlehem. We're not big, important people here. We're just common folk, you know. I was your harp player." He brought the head of the giant to Saul. But we see now that everybody's talking about David. David's going to be famous, and now they're all talking about him. That fame has already started off. But, you know, the fame came after the battle was over, not before, not during. Our reward is in heaven. Don't expect to be well-loved and well-liked here in the battle here. The battle's not over. It's not over till we get to be with the Lord. Our glory does not come in the battle of life. Our treasures are laid up, as the song says, somewhere beyond the blue, in the presence of God. All the rest of the Israelites, God's people, they're saved. But there's no fame, there's no reward. You know, the Bible talks in 1 John 2:28 of being saved and at his appearing being ashamed or having confidence, having no reward. Being saved is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 15, mention of being saved so as by fire. The Israelites who were afraid and did not stand, they're saved. But they have to rejoice in the victory through David, not of their hand. And my friend, there were those that disdained him. His brother spoke against him. He fought all of that. But in the end, David's the winner. And who does he win against? The Philistine. The Philistines represent the world, the religious, but in both cases, the unsaved world, the unsaved religious world. My friend, it's a billion times better to be the least Christian in heaven than to be the best man in hell. Being saved so as by fire is 1,000 times better than the easiest place in hell, because no place in hell is easy. So, as I finish this chapter out, we see in the end, the Philistines are defeated and their champion. We find out that in the end, the devil will be cast into that eternal lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. But we also find that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, Jesus was very clear. There's only one way to eternal life. Without that, then yours is eternal corruption, eternal mortality. You say, what does that mean? That means that forever and ever, you don't cease to exist, but you don't have a glorified body. You don't live in heaven, but instead you live in a lake of fire where you're tormented day and night forever and ever. The flames are about you. You can't escape and you cannot cease to exist. But that's what our sin deserves. You realize that every person in hell deserves to be in hell. But every person in heaven is there by the grace of God, not because they deserve it. And they're there because they went through Jesus Christ. See, and that's what you have to do if you're going to go to heaven. If you're going to have eternal life, admit your need. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You realize you can't do a thing about your sin. You can't take your sin away and cleanse yourself, make yourself whole. Only Jesus. And so, realizing you're a sinner, your repentance is to say, Lord, I am a sinner, and I can't save myself. I can't remove my sin. Please come into my life and save me. Take my sin away. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. You're not willing for that. If you want to still live in sin, but you just want to say, hey, I want him to take me to heaven, but I don't want to, I just don't want my sin taken away. I enjoy my sin. Then he's not going to save you. You must admit, I'm a sinner. And be willing for him to cleanse you from your sin. That is repent. Acts 17:30, it says, God commandeth all men, not just some, not just most, all men, everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And he goes on, let us know us by Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood for you, that if you reject, you go to hell justly and rightly so. Believe that Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever would commit. He shed his blood and died for you and for me. That's why it says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, not that we get good enough for him, but rather we open our heart for him to take away our sin. And that's our repentant attitude. We realize instead of trusting us, we're trusting him. We're willing for sin to be cleansed from us. And so we say, oh Lord, take it away. And so he that knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, not to continue living that worldly, sinful life, but might be made righteous, become his child, become his own. And so, we again, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for all our sin. Knowing that and believing that, then you call upon him to save your soul. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God wants to save your soul. His promise is that if you'd let him cleanse you of sin by his blood, you'd receive him into your life as your Lord, as your God, as your Savior, realizing that he's coming in, and it's not you telling him what to do. He's coming into your life as your Father, and therefore he will spank his children. But the benefit of that is not only to be cleansed and forgiven, but to have everlasting life. Wow. Life. Eternal life instead of eternal corruption. And he'll do that for you. Won't you do that right now? Won't you call upon him to save your soul? Why not right where you are right now? Would you bow your heads and pray and ask the Lord to save you? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:10 and 10:13. Would you pray right now, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, you meant it. You just gave your life to Christ. Then, my friend, write us and let us know. You can email us, or you can write us a letter that our announcer will give you, both our website through which you can email, or he'll give you our physical address through which you can write us a letter. And let us know that you've made this decision. And then look in the yellow pages of your local telephone book and look for Baptist Fundamental Independence. Call them up. Tell them of the decision you've just made. Find out if they use the King James Bible. Find out if they use the old hymn music or if they're rock and roll. If it's rock and roll and they're not using the old King James Bible, don't go. But then if they do, you go, because they're going to be right in doctrine and they're going to seek to lead you in paths of righteousness. So I hope that you'll do that. Now I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.